Omicron spreading rapidly through the country. Some schools deciding to transition back to online learning. We've learned the Hayward Unified School Board voted on Friday to move classes online for all students this coming week because of the COVID surge. This as one of the biggest issues with so-called Zoom school has yet to be fixed. Many kids left behind without the tools to succeed online. And for more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Meg Honey, educator and humanities director of professional learning for Savvis Learning Company. So what are your thoughts about this right now? How do you think teachers are feeling about the thought of going back to Zoom school?
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me. Yes, these are such challenging days, and I think most of us in the educational space are wrestling with a lot of different emotions. Certainly, there are so many layers of complexity with the thought of going back onto Zoom school or into remote learning, but also acknowledging that we are in the midst of a huge spike, and we want to make sure that we keep our students and our families and our teachers safe and healthy, and at the same time, hopefully utilize and leverage a lot of the learnings that have taken place over this last year with remote learning. And I think with all of that, teachers, my goodness, absolutely need to be supported and uplifted. And if that's in regard to, making sure that all schools are equipped with masks and PCR tests and proper ventilation. But certainly if we are moving into Zoom or remote learning, that we are doing everything we can to really honor teachers as they're having to make this pivot and ensure that teaching and learning spaces are rigorous and have differentiated learning experiences and that students are receiving what they need.
Do you think that educators right now are able to pivot more easily this time around on short notice than they were a year ago, 18 months ago?
I absolutely do. And, working with the teachers who I, am with in classrooms and in professional capacity, absolutely. We've seen teachers be able to really engage innovative and creative pedagogical methods, be able to really utilize and leverage tools and resources online to create experiences for students that really are ensuring that high levels of learning continue. Nonetheless, though, these days are really challenging, and I think it's important to acknowledge that there really can't be a one-size-fits-all across a K-12 continuum. We can certainly see that students in secondary environments, many are in a one-to-one computer-to-student environment. Many secondary students are able to get themselves onto Zoom and establish, what they need to be successful. But in those situations with kindergarten, to fifth grade students, there is a much different and oftentimes much heavier lift for parents and caregivers. And then, of course, for teachers to create spaces that are keeping students engaged and connected to what they're learning.
This phrase when remote learning first started was equity. Some kids had the technology and others didn't. But realistically, you can't provide every child with a Chromebook or pay for high-speed internet. So from a practical standpoint, what do we expect schools and parents to do moving forward?
It's such an important question and an important point. Absolutely. I mean, the pandemic has certainly illuminated huge gaps in terms of access and equity. And I think certainly we need to make sure that students are equipped with, computer and reliable Wi-Fi access. But we also need to really be thoughtful about ongoing training that really centers on digital learning for teachers, how to utilize the amazing tools and resources that are there. We need to make sure that our students are really given opportunities to engage with digital literacy learning experiences so that they know how to safely navigate and exist in online spaces. And then I think, we also really need to be intentional about how we are serving our differently abled students, that as we move into, virtual learning or have to kind of pivot back and forth, how are we ensuring that all students not only have access to hardware and to Wi-Fi, but are able to really engage and connect to what is being taught and experienced.
Yeah. Well, a small step back for many. And again, Milpitas parents also and students finding out Friday that next week's classes will be online. Meg Honey, educator, humanities director of professional learning for Savas Learning Company. Thank you.